Today is Thursday, March 14th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Learn About Butterflies Day. It's also National Children's Craft Day. It's National Write Down Your Story Day. It's also National Pi Day, P-I, the mathematical symbol that stands for 3.1458, blah, 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 blah. I don't even know. That's pi. Let's see. I'm just going to... Oh, well, I was going to type something on my little keyboard here to look something up, and I realized my keyboard was off because it's a traveling keyboard. So let me just put that. Oh, it's 3.14159265393359, blah, 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 blah. So there you go. And last but not least, and my favorite on this list, is it is National Potato Chip Day. Now, I'm a fan of all kinds of chips. They could be sun chips, they could be potato chips, they could be corn chips. When I say sun chips, like a multi-grain sort of chip. But anyway, potato chips, corn chips. I don't know about the vegetable chips, but anything that's crispy and salty and good, you know, I'm a big fan of. I'm getting Whataburger ads on this website that I use for the national days. They know me so well, and I'm so hungry right now. I had to go to the grocery store. So let's just talk a minute. I live in Arkansas. You all know that I live in Arkansas, and I feel like you guys think, if you haven't been here especially, that we all drive around in horse and buggy. I've got a full beard and I'm wearing a pilgrim hat. And, you know, I'm cooking over a fire. Mark and I are, you know, living in a log cabin, and it's dirt roads and all this kind of stuff. But honestly, this area that I live in, and none of Arkansas is like I just described. There may be some people out there that live out in the middle of the country and, you know, have a well and a outhouse. I don't know. But in general, Arkansas is much more just like everyone else, basically. But, and I will say, it is so busy here. It is so busy. It is growing. This Northwest Arkansas is growing so quickly. And which one good thing is housing prices or house prices are going up, up, up. So Mark and I own this house. And so, of course, we're gaining equity in it, and it just keeps going up, which is great. But there are so many people here because of Walmart headquarters, Tyson headquarters, J.B. Hunt headquarters, Daisy BB Guns. I don't know if you guys have heard of those, but they're also headquartered here in the area. And it's funny, each town has their own major company. So Bentonville has Walmart. Rogers has the Daisy BB Gun Company. Springdale has Tyson Foods. So if you buy frozen chicken, especially those breaded frozen chicken cutlets, a lot of times those are Tyson. They make other things other than chicken, but Tyson's are like a really big chicken. And then Lowell, which is another town near, Mark and I used to live in Lowell before we moved here to Tontytown. But Lowell has J.B. Hunt headquarters. So J.B. Hunt is the trucking company. Probably the less known of the ones of the four that I mentioned. I don't know how well known Daisy BB Guns are now, but back in the day, when I was growing up, all the boys had a BB gun, a pellet gun, whatever you want to call it. And Daisy was the major brand. I'm pretty sure I had a Daisy BB gun when I was growing up. Anyway, so we have all of these companies here and just all of these people moving in and all these houses being built and everything. And I you know, I love the fact that we're getting new restaurants and new shops and, you know, we're going to get a, I think we're getting a high rise hotel. We're going to get a 16 story, something like that hotel. But anyway, regardless, it is busy. You wouldn't think so, Arkansas, but it is very busy. So I get out of work and I need to go. There are a couple of grocery items that I need. So many annoyances. First of all, I don't know if this bothers me. There was a lady on a phone and she was behind me. She was not doing anything. There is no reason that I should have been annoyed by this. But she was close enough to me that I was going to need to open the door for her or be a jerk, because we were going through the same doorway. I was a little bit ahead of her. She was on the phone, so she didn't have both of her hands. And it just annoys me so much that I'm going to have to open the door. I don't say, these are just things that are going on in my brain, okay? It's not like I'm not talking to the lady. I'm not frowning. I'm smiling. She would think that was fine. But as I'm walking to the door, I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have to wait on her. I need to hold the door open. And there are two doors to get out of the spit valve factory. So I have to open two doors for her. And then to get to the parking lot, there's a bridge over a road that you have to go over. And so, of course, there are doors there that you have to go through to get onto the bridge for whatever reason. I don't know why they put doors there, but they did. But you can walk around the doors. So that I would not have to open the door for her, I walked around the doors. So I'm like, I don't want to have to open a third and a fourth door for this lady. Like, I'm just her door opener at this point. Again, she has done nothing. She didn't ask me to open the door. She hasn't spoken to me. But I feel like the nice thing to do is to hold doors for people. But at the same time, I'm super annoyed under my breath, basically. Or you know, internally annoyed. Then I get in my car, and everybody's leaving work at the same time. And I even left late today because I had extra work that I needed to do. And I had to go into the office today. Mondays, Wednesdays, have to go into the office. And I was there until 5:45. I was like, okay, I need a couple of things from the grocery store. And there's a Walmart really close to where I work. And so I thought, yeah, I think it's a neighborhood market. Anyway, it's just groceries. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go there. Oh my God, the parking lot was so full. Traffic to get there was horrible. I got there and there were so many people shopping that I cannot find a grocery. I don't know if any of you else have felt this, but I cannot find a grocery shopping time where the store is quiet. When I say quiet, like not a lot of people. I hate it when I have to go through an aisle and there are like five people all with their carts and I can't go anywhere and I'm trapped and I need to get to the ketchup bottle, but somebody's in front of it. I get so annoyed. So I'm going around. I needed a few things for what I'm cooking for dinner tonight. And then I get to the checkout place, the self-checkout, and there's a lady there with her daughter. Probably just picked her up from school or something. And they are taking so long. I was just so annoyed. From the time I got up from my desk until I got home, I was just super annoyed. It was like traffic. It was a lot of people at the grocery store. It was just on and on and on. Just all these things that were just compounding my annoyance. I need to meditate or something because and crowds really annoy me just in general. It wouldn't be so bad other than the fact that fast food wouldn't exist and probably not internet. It wouldn't be bad to live in a place where, you know, it was just dirt roads and a field because there's no crowds. I hate crowds. I hate it so much. And opening doors for people, both of those things. We got a couple of text messages, so I'll go ahead and read those. Actually, just one text message. I forgot to mark the one from Joe in Dallas as read, but I already read it. So Gary in Portland texted us and he just said, Amsterdam. That's all he said. Just Amsterdam. No punctuation. No question, you know, no question mark, no period, no nothing, no context. Just Amsterdam. That's it. Okay, well, Gary, thank you for texting. Maybe he's talking about the question, the Joe in Dallas question about what countries would we want to go to. Amsterdam is certainly on the list. I've already been to Amsterdam. So part of his is like, he said, what countries that you've not been to? So I've been to Amsterdam. Mark has not. It's not high on the list, I would say. We have a lot of other places that we'll probably go first. And I feel like Iceland, Norway, you know, are very similar to Amsterdam. So, but yeah, I mean, we're going to go everywhere at some point. I would even say at some point, we're very adventurous. We probably go to Antarctica or like, you know, something like that. Very difficult. Just so we can say we've been there. How many people can say that? I saw penguins. Okay, are penguins in Antarctica? Oh, I'm going to run out of time, but are penguins in Antarctica? Oh my God, I'm going to have to... For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everyone. I'll answer you tomorrow.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.